Tesla wrote, also in his autobiography, "I am credited with being one of the hardest workers, and perhaps I am, if thought is the equivalent of labor, for I have devoted to it almost all of my waking hours. But if work is interpreted to be a definite performance in a specified time, according to a rigid rule, then I may be the worst of idlers. Every effort under compulsion demands a sacrifice of life energy. I never paid such a price. On the contrary, I have thrived on my thoughts." Unquote. This morning, and this was yesterday morning, September 9, my son introduced me to a Prince song I hadn't heard. It has a long opening monologue. One song. "I am the universe. I am the universe, the sun, the moon, and sea. I am the energy, for that is what I believe. I can be contradiction, because that is all I see. But I am the universe, and the universe is me. I am the one song, ah yes. And that one song is free. All things come from this one song. Yes, they do. The garden and the tree. If everything, everything is present, what is will always be. This here is the first and the last song, and all that come between. When language falls like a wounded soldier and it's covered by the sea, all the sadness, all these unanswered questions keep me company. Company, 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 come to me, come to me, please. Here at the center of it all, I know that you can only come from me. I am the universe. Yes, it will. Oh, yes, it will. The sun, the moon, and sea. Where else is it gonna come from but me? I am the universe. The universe is me. The sun, the moon, and sea. I am the universe. We are the universe. The universe is me. One truth, one song, one energy. In our next show, I hope we can unpack this song a bit. So, beginning us on Monday, please listen to it. It should be there by then. I hope we can unpack this song along with its monologue, which I found interesting as well, and speaks to a comment I'm going to make later on in our preface to Proudhon about the need when you are envisioning of a world not premised on force, but rather on freedom, to be inventive with language. And so Prince is masterful with language. And that's why we have to discuss him. So please check it out when you can. So we're going to discuss his monologue in our present context of designing education for ourselves and our children that allow us to become or stay whole, i.e. to recover, keep, and develop our love. And with that love as our protection, be better builders of our world based on it. How do we integrate what we've learned about education for that work of construction? Integrate what we've learned from Kropotkin with what we've learned about healing from the wounds of class. What we've learned from Alice on that and Prince. Let's think more about this. Stars don't seem as far as they did yesterday.
sun.